Soilcast. Boden, Umwelt, Klima.
Without soil, our landscape would look very different. You would only see rocks and sand, maybe the occasional lake and river. Apart from mosses and lichens, no trees or grasses would grow and very few animals could survive in such a barren land, let alone humans. Luckily, we have soil. It provides us with almost all the food we eat, and it is the reason why we can walk through forests where the trees are deeply rooted in the ground. Soil is absolutely crucial for life on Earth's surface. But do you know what soils are? Despite their high importance to us, most people know very little about soil. In this first English textbook episode, I want to dig into the definition of soil and also point out what soils are and what they're not. The first ingredient of soil is weathered rocks. Over time, the rocks of the surface of the earth are exposed to the elements, such as rain, wind, and temperature differences. These elements break down the rocks into smaller pieces and also change them chemically. But broken rocks alone don't make a soil, because that would just be a pile of sand, right? So we need another ingredient, and that is organic matter. This is essentially dead plant material, such as decaying roots, dead leaves, and also remains from animals that decompose over time. You might know this decomposed organic matter by its more commonly used name, humus. However, soil does not consist only of decayed organic matter, which brings me to the third and final ingredient of soil: life. Soil formation would be completely impossible without life, because the soil organisms are the ones responsible for decomposing the dead organic matter. They create humus by decomposing the leaves that fall on the ground. By doing this, they recycle nutrients that later become available again for plants. An intact soil is home to all sorts of living organisms, such as bacteria, fungi, earthworms, mites, moles, and many more. If you think of a habitat with high biodiversity, maybe the image of a rainforest or a coral reef pops into your head. Well, according to a recent study, soils are the most biodiverse ecosystem in the world, harboring almost 60% of species on Earth. This means that soils are home to more species than those living in a rainforest or in a coral reef. And we still know very little about soil organisms compared to the ones living in these other ecosystems. So we've just learned that life is a key part of soil. However, soil can lose the ability to harbor life. This can happen through erosion, where the soil is simply transported away by wind or water. Soils can also degrade through compaction, which makes the soil too dense for plant roots to grow. Or life in soil might become almost impossible due to pollution. Then we no longer call it soil, because it can no longer sustain most living organisms. In this case, we use another word to refer to degraded soil, and that is dirt. Soil and dirt are actually not the same, as soil can sustain life and dirt cannot. For example, dirt is what you find on your shoes or what is left on the ground if you drive over soil repeatedly, especially when it rains until it's completely muddy. So please don't do that. Okay, now we know the parts that make up soil: weathered rocks, organic matter, and life. However, soils don't only contain solids, but they also store a lot of water and air. Now I want you to quickly think about where you would find soil. Your thoughts probably go to your slightly withered house plants on your bookshelf. Certainly, what the plant is growing in would be soil, right? Well, that's actually not true. We soil scientists prefer to call this material gardening substrate and not soil. For us, soil is the result of natural processes that have worked over millennia to create soil from weathered rocks, organic matter, and life. You wouldn't find weathered rocks in gardening substrate. These substrates are artificially made and consist of composted material, other fertilizers, and, for example, wood chips. Many gardening substrates also consist of peat, which is a non-renewable resource and should not be in there at all. So please only buy gardening substrates that are free of peat. But more on that in a later textbook episode. So where else would you find soil if not below your houseplants? Soil is what you find if you go outside, take a shovel and dig a hole in your garden. If you dig long enough, you will discover that soil is three-dimensional. But where does it end? Depending on where you dig, you will eventually reach hard rock. This is where the soil ends. However, in places close to the sea, you might just reach sand beneath the soil. There, it's rather difficult to say where the soil ends. Soils are not only three-dimensional, but also display a wide range of colors. Depending on where you live, you probably think that soils are brown. But did you know that soils can have all sorts of colors? They can be black, gray, yellow, red, and sometimes even blue. If you're interested in knowing why, there will be a textbook episode in English about soil colors in the future. We have learned that soils start to develop on rocks. So how long does it take for a rock to become soil? This is always something that fascinates me, and I think very few people are aware of how long it takes to form soil. To form soil where plants can grow does not take hours, but at least decades, more like centuries, but most often millennia. In the central European climate, it takes on average 10,000 years to form soil to a depth of 1.5 meters. That's exactly why we call soil a non-renewable resource, because it cannot be replenished within a human lifespan. So if erosion takes away 1 centimeter of soil per year due to bad land management, we have a serious problem because it took so much longer to form that soil. In this episode, we have learned that soil consists of three ingredients: weathered rocks, organic matter, and life. Organisms living in the soil are an integral part of the definition of soil. If soil loses the ability to sustain life, it becomes dirt. On our planet, soils are the topmost layer of the land, located between the atmosphere and the bedrock, and they're buzzing with life. This is also why we call soils the skin of our planet. They cover the very edge of the land's surface, are filled with life, and are so vital to our survival, just like our skin. If you want to know more about soils, I have great news for you. We have over 40 textbook episodes of amazing soil science knowledge in the pipeline waiting to be translated into English. So I would like to invite you to follow us on Instagram, Blue Sky, LinkedIn or Facebook, so you don't miss any new episodes.
Der Soilcast ist für euch kostenlos und das soll auch so bleiben. Ihr könnt uns dabei helfen. Zum Beispiel durch eine kleine Überweisung auf das Geschäftskonto oder via PayPal. Wie das genau funktioniert, seht ihr auf soilcast.de unter dem Punkt Unterstützen. Das Geld wird für die digitale Infrastruktur verwendet und darüber hinaus in Technik investiert. Vielen Dank für eure Unterstützung.